This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through the period ending November 30th, 2020. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The giant planets Jupiter and Saturn appear in the southwest during evening twilight, about 30 degrees above the horizon. They set in the southwest by about 9 p.m. Jupiter is the brighter of the pair, and Saturn appears about 5 degrees to the upper left of Jupiter on November 1st. The planets are close to 2 degrees on November 30th. Copper-red Mars is receding from us and appears in the east after sunset. Mars reaches the meridian, high above the southern horizon, at 10:05 p.m. on the 1st and at 8:10 p.m. on the 30th. Mars sets earlier each night from 4:20 a.m. at the beginning of this period to 2:20 a.m. at the end. The planet remains an excellent target for telescopic observation, but it shrinks from 20 arcseconds on the 1st to 15 arcseconds on the 30th. The brightest planet, Venus, appears in the east, where it is easy to find each morning. It rises at 3:30 a.m. on the 1st, but by the 30th it will rise at 4:24 a.m. A telescope may reveal its current gibbous phase. In the weeks to come, it will appear progressively more full. The annual Leonid meteor shower is expected to reach its climax before dawn on November 17, when up to 10 meteors per hour may be seen from dark skies far from urban light pollution. Observe from wilderness conditions if possible. The number of meteors should increase as the point from which they seem to stream, the shower's radiant, moves higher in the sky. The radiant is in the sickle of Leo the Lion. The radiant rises in the east at 11:15 p.m. on the 16th and is high in the south by 6 a.m. on the 17th. The crescent moon sets before the shower is active and will not interfere with observations. The meteoric particles of the Leonid shower come from comet 55P Temple-Tuttle. While in the past the Leonids have produced some awesome showers, we're in a period of reduced activity until 2099. The last quarter moon occurs on the 8th. The moon is new on the 14th, first quarter on the 21st, and full on the 30th. The crescent moon is poised below and to the right of Jupiter and Saturn on the 18th, and below and to the left on the 19th. On the 25th, the gibbous moon passes below Mars. Measures intended to reduce the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus keep Griffith Observatory closed to the public until further notice. Please check the Griffith Observatory homepage for current information. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.